Box A, error codes can be cumbersome. One of the shortcomings of error codes is that for a single function call, we end up writing much more error handling code, thereby bloating the size of the program. For example, on the previous slide, we saw that there exists many lines of error handling code for a single function call. The problem becomes worse on a larger scale, where we make many function calls and need to handle errors for all of them. Such a style of mixing error handling code in with non-error handling code becomes so cumbersome that it is seldom religiously followed throughout a program, and therefore the program becomes unsafe. C++ provides an alternative error handling solution called exception handling. Box B, exception handling. Exception handling works like this. In a segment of code, if something unexpected or an error occurs, the code throws an exception. An exception is represented with the class object, and as such can do anything a normal C++ class object can do. Once an exception has been thrown, the stack unwinds until it finds a catch block that handles the exception. So when utilizing exception handling, you will need to write some exception classes, which represent exceptions on your program. The example on the next slide will illustrate this. Note that when an exception occurs, the code needs to throw an exception object representing the exception. This is done with the throw keyword. Lastly, an exception is caught and handled in a try-catch block. Basically, a try-catch block says, try to execute this code, and if an error occurs, then catch the error and execute the code in the catch block. You can see this small example at the bottom of box B. We try to use a function called divide, which can throw a divide by zero exception if it is detected. If we do try to divide by zero, then the exception is caught, and the code in the catch block is executed, which displays an error message. Box C, benefits of exception handling. There are two obvious advantages to exception handling. First, the error handling code is not intertwined with non-error handling code. In other words, we move all error handling code into a catch block. This is convenient from an organizational standpoint. And second, we need not handle a thrown exception immediately. Rather, the stack will unwind until it finds a catch block that handles the exception. This is convenient because, as functions can call other functions, which call other functions, and so on, we do not want to have error handling code after every function or method. Instead, with exceptions, we can catch the exception at the top-level function call, and any exception thrown in the inner function calls will eventually percolate up to the top function call, which can catch the error. Box D, asserts. In general, your functions and methods make certain assumptions. For example, a printArray function might assume that the program passes a valid array argument. However, it is possible that you might have forgotten to initialize an array, and consequently passed in a null pointer to the printArray function, thus causing an error. Of course, we could handle this problem with the traditional error handling system as described in the previous two chapters. However, such errors should not be occurring as the program reaches completion. That is to say, if you are shipping a product that has a null pointer because you forgot to initialize it, then you should not be shipping the product to begin with. Error handling should be for handling errors that are generally beyond the control of the program, such as missing or corrupt data resources, incompatible hardware, unavailable memory, flawed input data, and so on. Still, for debugging purposes, it is very convenient to have self-checks littered throughout the program to ensure certain assumptions are true, such as the validity of a pointer. However, based on the previous argument, we shouldn't need these self-checks once we have agreed that the software is complete. In other words, we want to remove these checks in the final version of the program. This is where assert comes in. To use the assert function, you must include the standard library, cassert. The assert function takes a single Boolean expression as an argument. If the expression is true, then the assertion passes. That is, what was asserted is true. On the other hand, if the expression evaluates to false, then the assertion fails and a dialog box like the one depicted in the figure on slide 5 shows up, along with an assertion message in the console window. The information the assertion prints to the console is quite useful for debugging. It displays the condition that failed, and it displays the source code file and line number of the condition that failed. The key fact about asserts is that they are only used in the debug version of a program. When you switch the compiler into release mode, the assert functions are filtered out. This satisfies what we previously sought, which was to remove these checks in the final version of the program.